Here we go, five short ideas for Parshas Ha'azinu, Shabbat Shuva, Tzertz Mitshuva, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Learn Shmein Tzchus, for Furshtema, for Rachel Perel Bas Moshe, for Furshtema, Marcha Yaakov Yudah, Ben Rivka, Pesor Shecha Yisrael, and Nishmas, my great-grandma's Yartzeit was on, saying the Rosh Hashanah, Sar Bas Mordechai. First idea comes to us from the Chidush Sharim, the first Gerebi, the grandfather of the Sfasemis. The Pasuk says that for opening Pasuk of Sheni, Zechori Mos Olam, Binu Shnos Dor Vador, Sha'al Avichol Yagedcha, Zegenech Yom Rach. Remember the days of old, understand the years of generation after generation. Ask your father and he will relate to you, your elders, and they will tell you. And the Chiddush Shurim has explained such a beautiful insight. We said this before, but I think it bears repeating again. He says, what's the deeper idea for the words Shinos Dor Vador? Shinos is a lashon of Shinui. He says, when you looked back into the Pasuk, Zechori Mos Olam Binu Shinos Dor Vador. Shinos is not just years, but Shinui Dor Vador. Says the Chiddush Shurim, every generation we have, every year, we have the ability to tap into something new, to something fresh. When Rosh Hashanah comes, there's a hischachus in the world, there's a renewal, and we have the ability to change. Says the Chiddush Shurim, B'chol Shana B'Shana B'Schadashus, V'al Do'adu Bina B'Schadashus. Every year we have a new Bino, we have a new understanding of the ability to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Bino, Shnos Dor V'Ador. Says now we have the ability to change, specifically when it comes to Torah. And the Chiddush Shurim says, "Kasvena b'sefer ha'chaim." When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Zachreinu kasvenu shavayis in the Book of Life," remembers the Book of Life. It means us specifically in Torah. The Chiddush Shurim explains not only do we have this midah of eschachus overall in our midos, but specifically when it comes to our Torah learning, when it comes to our avodas Hashem, when it comes to our connection to the Ribono Shel Olam in our Talmud Torah, we have the ability of eschachus. Says the Chiddush Shurim. When it comes to Binu, Lashon Binu of understanding, we have this eschachus not only in our Torah learning, but we have the ability to change. And this is exactly what his grandson, the Sfasemis, says. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashinui, says the Sfasemis. It's the beginning of change. The Gemara tells us in Yuma that it was the time that Sarah, Rachel, and Chana weren't able to have children. What happened, Rosh Hashanah? Things changed. Yosef was in prison, and things changed. He got out of prison on Rosh Hashanah. And the Jews were working in Mitzrayim for 210 years, and things changed. Rosh Hashanah is a time of change. Hashanah is a time of change. It's in the Bria. It's in the DNA of these days that we're living now. The ability to change. The Chiddush Shurim focuses on the Talmud Torah aspect. And the Sfasemis really takes it all. His grandson really expands it to his chachas overall. We have the ability to change. All we have to do is take that first step. Habal atar misayin so. We have to take the first step. Then the Ribono Shel Olam will do the rest. One of my rabbeim from Yitzchok, David Weinberg, said it's such a beautiful tweet. He said, on Rosh Hashanah, I wore a white talis that was gifted to me 2 years ago by a friend. The last time I wore it, I had no hair, no beard, no eyebrows, all of which have returned. He had the oyster machla. People change, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Don't lock yourself into what you were last year. Says Rav Davido, who came out of 2 years at chemo. Don't lock yourself into what you were last year. And this is the whole idea of Chiddush Shurim and the Sfasemis. It's time to change. It's time to start fresh with new energy and new passion in our Torah learning, in our Talmud Torah connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, and our all overall about Hashem Sfasemis. Beautiful idea from Chiddush Shurim and Sfasemis. And Rav Davido is moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Heilog of Beis Aaron, the Baal Koch Soif. The Pasuk says, and a few Pesukim later, in Sheni Lamed Beis Tess, Ki chelek Hashem Amon Yaakov chevan achalasuf. Hashem shares his people Yaakov the portion of his possession. And says the Beis Aaron, the Karlina Ruf, such a beautiful. He said it's equal. Harezeh hadadi chelko shachadosh baruch hu amo ve'ilu chelko shachadosh baruch hu chelek Hashem imo. He says at the end of the day we are his and he is ours. We are his nation, we are his kala, and he's our chasan. And that's how you have to look into the pasuk. Ki chelek Hashem Amo chadosh baruch hu's. We are his nation. Yaakov Chevan Achalasa. We are his heritage. We are his possession. And this reminded me of exactly what we said in Yom Kippur davening. Ki anu amecha v'yata elakeinu anu v'anecha v'yata avinu. Or you can run, ki anu amecha v'yata. Right, you have that connection. We are his nation, he is our God. We are his children, he is our father. We are his slaves, and he is our master. We are his appointed ones, and he is our portion. He is our vineyard, and he is our watchman. We are his vineyard, and he is our watchman. We have this connection. It goes 50-50. There's no Ribono Shel Olam without Klal Yisrael. There's no Klal Yisrael without the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's the whole idea of what Yom Kippur is all about. Yom Kippur is all about coming back to that relationship. Come back to who we are. Come back to the chasan. Come back to the kala. Come back to the neshama within every Jew. That's what Rav Kook said. Rav Kook is not saying tshuva means to turn to something else that you're not. Tshuva means returning to who you truly are. To turn back to your neshama within you. to turn back to the Shemotinu, to turn to find the Rabbonu Shem within yourself. It's mamish in you. It's with you. Ma'od, ma'od. Chazal say, like Eitan Katz said, ma'od means it's. And they're trying to emphasize something. And this is what the color in the road the Beis Aharon was saying. Beis Aharon was saying the connection between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is everlasting. It's 50-50. You can't have the Ribbono Shel Olam without Klal Yisrael. You can't have Klal Yisrael without the Ribbono Shel Olam. What a beautiful insight from the Karlina, from the Beis Aharon, from the Machzer, and from Rabbi Eitan Katz. And obviously, to Rav Kook, to know that every single time we do tshuva, we're not just returning to Hashem, but returning to truly who we are, the pintaliyah, the neshama, a piece of Kadosh Baruch Hu within ourselves. Beautiful insight from the Beis Aharon, Rav Kook, and Eitan. Moving on to Adi number 3. Adi number 3 comes to us from the Noam Megadim, like Rabbi Simon, Rav Baruch Simon says, my Rebbe, the Imre Baruch says, the Noam Megadim was one of the classical Chassidish Sforim. One of the classical Chassidish Sforim. The last pasuk of Sheni, we have three ideas on Sheni. Hashem Badad Yanchenu, Ve'eni Mo El Nechar. Pashup Shad, Hashem alone guided him. Him, I believe, is referring to Klal Yisrael. Hashem guided Klal Yisrael, and there was no foreign God with him. There's no foreign God with us. Rashi says there are no nations, gods were able to touch us. What's the deeper idea? Says the Noam Megadim, a beautiful insight. He says, you want to know what he means? It means that a Jew realizes that part of his avodas Hashem is not just part, but the DNA of his avodas Hashem is got to be kulo l'shem shemayim. Hashem badan yanchenu v'eni mo el nechar means Hashem badan yanchenu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is always on my mind. Lo kovenius makshav azaros v'eni mo el nechar. When I was focusing on my avodas Hashem, I was fully in it. I was fully in my avodas Hashem. I wasn't doing it for the wrong reasons. I wasn't doing it for because I get the prestige and get the fame and I got because what people could see how long my shemona esrei is. No, I want to be a good daven. I want to be a good Torah learner because I know it's that's what's right. V'eni mo el nechar means I was in it. Hashem badan yanchenu. Hashem guided him alone. We have avodah Baruch Hu on our minds. But any mal anichar, there's no foreign gods with us. We are kulo l'shem shemaim. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. To be a Torah Jew, to be a proud Jew, and to be a committed Jew means kulo l'shem shemaim. When you eat and when you drink and when you walk and you talk, everything is with achila, yeshiva, halicha, everything yudhe, having your bonus from my mind. And this is exactly what Rosh Hashanah was all about. Kabbalah Tzom Echus Shemayim, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty within us and upon us and anything and everything we do in our lives to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. To, as Rabbi Goldberg says, let go and let God. To let go and let God. What greater year was this year to be able to think? To let go and let God, stop thinking we control our lives. Start picking up, realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's L'Shem Shemayim. When a Jew is cool L'Shem Shemayim, they give over their lives to their Ribbono Shel Olam. When you're going to eat and you drink, and those are important mitzvahs, Gevaldik, make sure to do L'Shem Shemayim. Make sure to do it with a little more kavana, a little more connection. And that's exactly what the Noam Megadim says. Hashem Adan Yanchenu, Ve'eni Mo Anichar. We have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind, there's no other reasons why we do have a Hashem. We do it because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to. We're going to be good Jews, committed Jews, proud Jews, and motivated Jews. And that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch writes to Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. And that's what Rabbi Goldberg says Rosh Hashanah is all about. To mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only on Rosh Hashanah, but to buy into the system, to buy into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army throughout the entire year. We're in it to not just be part of it. We're in it because it's who we are, it's our essence. And that was a greater message for our sisters in Mitzvah. Moving on to Adi number 5, what a beautiful Noam Megadim, and Shulchan Aruch, moving on to Adi 4. Adi number 4 comes to us from the Sefer Aron Edus, Rabbi Shraga Yair Mibial Berzerig. I'm not going to even try to write it. One of the Rebbes, but we'll call him the Aron Edus. Such an insight here. Opening Pasuk to Revi. Vayar Hashem Vayinotz Mikas Banov Vanosov. Kadosh Baruch Hu will see and be provoked by the anger of his sons and his daughters. And the Pesukim go on to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to hide himself. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have a Hastaris upon him, Hester upon him. Says the Aron Edus, what does it mean? Vayar Hashem Ayinatz Mikas Panov Benosav. He says the greatest kas for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayar Hashem Ayinatz, what's the greatest kas? Is that Mikas Panov Benosav. When his children don't get along with each other, when his children don't understand that it's part of, we are one family, we can't come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, excuse me, and with asking him for forgiveness, if we don't ask for it, we don't have good terms with each other. And that's why the Rizal always had the minute quoted by the Magen Avraham to say the mitzvah before davening. You can't come to our tata, you can't come to daddy, you can't come to our father, unless we're on good terms with his children. Why did he get angry? Because we weren't kind to each other, because we got angry at each other. And this is what, look at Dini, Hilchos Dini Erev Yom Kippur by the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Dalet is really just quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says that the mitzvah is Ben Adam LaMakom. The Aver is Ben Adam LaMakom. The Yom Kippur is Mechaper. but not ben adam lechaveru. And this is at the end of the day. Omi she'ena ma'avir sin of Yom Kippur. If you don't get rid of your hatred, if you don't get rid of those things before Yom Kippur, ain't tefillos lo nishmas chas v'shalom. Your tefillah is not. Your tefillah won't be answered. And now he goes to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Yuma. Anyone who passes over his midos and he goes out of his way to ask for forgiveness, Chash Baruch forgives him for everything. At the end of the day, when our Father sees that we're ready to go above and beyond for our own pride, our own kavod, then Chash Baruch will be able to make sure. But as great as the positive is, the negative is, there's nothing greater that Aaron Eidah says. Nothing greater in Chash Baruch Hu's eyes. Nothing worse than me. Then we don't get along. Ayar Shem Yinatz Mikaz Bano Benosav. That's the negative. And the positive is that there's nothing greater when we have that shalom. We have that shalom within the family, within Klai. So no matter what, it's not a time to fight. There's so much. There's too much division within the world. It's time to be able to show love and more empathy and sympathy for each other. And that's where Rav Nassim Tzvi. Someone asked Rav Nassim Tzvi, "What should he down for in Aser Simi Tshuva?" He said two words. What should he down for in Aser Simi Tshuva? Somebody else. Somebody else. That's what it means to be a Jew. And that's exactly the word here from the Aron Eidos. That's the word from Kitzur Shechen Aruch. And that's the word from Rav Nassim Tzvi. Part of Aser Simi Tshuva, and before you come to Yom Kippur, make sure you focus on Ben Adam Lechaveru. Make sure you focus on your personal and interpersonal relationships. And finally, the fifth and final idea, we're going to talk about Shabbos Shuva. The Mesilos, the great, great Sefer Mesilos. I highly recommend it. Borach Hasidus. He quotes the Arvei Nachah and he quotes the Sfas Emes. They really both give the same idea. He says at the end of the day, we could do Tshuva throughout the whole week of Aser Simi Tshuva. But you know what? That's Shuva Meira. Comes along Shabbos Kodesh. We're able to be able to withstand the whole week and get to Shabbos. Shabbos is Shuva. When we keep Shabbos in the right and halachic manner, we get inspired and we connect to Shabbos in a real panimis, in a real down deep way. We're able to be able to enter that 50th level, that 50th level of Kedusha. And the Baal Tshuva, Eif Shol Lothakim Asav, Ayde Ad Yishmir Shabbos. You're not able to fix our ways unless through the Shabbos Kodesh. Look at the Sfas Emes, Tav Shresh Nun Gimel, Shabbos Shuva. Okay, the Shabbos Masayim El Tshuva. Shabbos will help so great in our Tshuva. Why? Shu Zeichel Yitzhiyat Vitzrayim. Shabbos is Zeichel Yitzhiyat Vitzrayim. Why? Shu Yitzhiyat Vitzrayim Yotsu Bnei Yisrael Mishari Tuma V'nichnasu L'Shari Bina. And when we left Mitzrayim, we entered into that 50th level. We got out of that 40th level, and when we left the Yisrael Mitzrayim, and if Shabbos is Zeichel Yisrael Mitzrayim, so Shabbos we're able to get and wipe off all the tumah of the week, all the narishkeit, all the impurity of the week, and help us be able to realize who we are. Every Shabbos is tshuva. Every Shabbos, all the Sfarim say, Rav Kluger talks about this. Every Shabbos, every week is Shuva Meira. The week during the week is Avodim, where Avodim throughout the week, and Shuva Meira, and Shabbos Shuva Meava. But now it's Shabbos of Tshuva. It's the Shabbos, ultimate Shabbos of Tshuva. When we want to come to Tshuva, when we come to real Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabbazon, when we come to the Tshuva of Tshuva, to who we truly are, first it's got to start with Shabbos. First it's got to start with the connection, feeling what it means to be Shabbos. What does it mean to be Bina? Bina means to Lamala, to be above Lamala Minateva, to really have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, to be connected to our family, to be connected with each other, to be connected to the Ribono Shel Olam, to be on fire the Shabbos with the Ribono Shel Olam. And that will help us to be able to do Tshuva. And a tshuva in a real way. But a beautiful insight from the Arvei Nachah and Shabbos and Sfas Emes is telling us the importance of every Shabbos, specifically when it comes to Shabbos Shuva. Shabbos Shuva will set us on the trajectory of what it means to be a Yid, come back to who we truly are, and take off the whole week and really put us in that quote unquote Shar Nun, connect us to our Pintel Yid, connect us to their Bonesham. Let's just review these five insights. We start off with saying from the Chiddush Harim Chshnos Dor Vador. What does it mean Chshnos Dor Vador? Bina Chshnos Dor Vador. The Pashup Shah means every year and every generation, all these years. But says the Chiddush Harim, no, Chshnos Dor Vador means we have an ability to change our avodas Hashem, specifically in our tolling. Binu Chshnos Dor Vador. Our understanding has the ability to change in every single generation, specifically when it comes to Torah. Kaseidu B'Sefer HaChaim, right? It's in the Book of Life. Life eats Chaim. He talking about Torah, and Sasemes bridges that along to say Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashinuim. We have the ability to change. We don't have to be stuck. Like Rav Delvado said, Rav Delvado said at the end of the day, don't live the same life a million times. What did he say? The tweet over here. He said, don't lock yourself into what you were last year. Like Rabbi Goldberg said, don't live the same year 75 times and call that a life. Hey, Rabbi Goldberg quoted someone. I forgot who he quoted. It's the time of his chachos, the beautiful insight of Chiddush Harim, Sfas Emes, Rav Delvado, Rabbi Goldberg. The second idea, Beis Aharon of Karlin, Baal Kolach Sod, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Uchelachav Nachaloso. We are Chodesh Baruch, Chodesh Baruch is ours. It's 50-50, it goes hand in hand. The relationship between us and Chodesh Baruch, it's a chosin and kala. And that's what we see on Yom Yom Kippur. Ki anu amechav, anu rayasecha. We're the same thing. Anu ma'amakinav, anachnu achalasecha. We are Chodesh Baruch, Chodesh Baruch is ours. We have that dual relationship. It's the chosin and kala. We have to remember that relationship. That relationship is something that's holy and it's eternal. And the Noam Megadim said, Lamed Beis, Yod Beis, the Pazaz of Hashem, Bad, Yabadad, Yadchenu, Enimal, Nechar. When a person comes to be a Jew, it has to be Hashem, Bavadar Yadchenu. We're in Avadas Hashem, we're the Rabbon Hashem, the Enima Al Nechar. We don't let any distractions. No, oh, look at me, look at me, look. That's why I'm a good Jew, so other people, I could put my name on a plaque. Chas Hashem, I want to be a good Jew, so I could be, give Kavod Shemaim to the Rabbon Hashem. Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, that's what the Shulchan Aruch wrote, Simon Reish Lamanav, Kula Shem Shemaim, Yachila, Yeshiva, Halicha, Yeshiva, everything, Yudhe, Yudhe, Yudhe. That's what it means to be a Jew. And that's Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, that's what it means to be a Yid, Rav Shor says, by Aleinu. We say Aleinu all the time. We end off our day with Aleinu, specifically Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Aleinu is all about buying into their Ribono Shel. It's the Kabbalah Sech Shemaim. It's Shema Yisrael for the entire buying L'Shem Shemaim in, being fully in it with their Ribono Shel. Finally, the fourth and final idea of the Parsha, he said, quoted from the Sefer Aron Edush, in Pasuk, in the Paragam Abbas, Pasuk Yates, Vayashem, Mayenos, Mikas, Bano, Venosa, Pasha, Chad, Hashem will see anger. Hashem will see be provoked by the anger of his sons and his daughters. What does that mean? Mikas, Mibano, Venosa. The greatest anger for a father is when he sees the family doesn't get along. Vayenos, Mikas, Bano, Venosa, because they don't get along. But the flip side is also true. The flip side is also true, like Kisser Shulchan Aruch says, that someone who goes above and beyond for their Bono Shalom, someone who's Mavir Amidosav, someone who says, you know what, I don't care, I don't care if I was right, he was right. Then the Rabbanu Shem says, "Ah, call Mavir Mamidosav. I'm going to make sure that you took the first step. All your sins are going to be wiped away." And that's what Nelson Sfis said, "Asesim Mitshuva." What you down for? What you think about? Somebody else. It's about Achdus. It's about caring for others. And that's the fifth and final idea. We talked about Shabbos Shuva. The Rabbi Nachman said to be able to get out of the whole week about Shuva can only deal with Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, keeping Shabbos in the correct holy way in the halakhic fashion. And the Sasemes writes in Tav Reish and Gimel. That the ultimate way to be able to do tshuva is because Shabbos is a zeichel, Sias Mitzrayim, we got out of Mitzrayim, got out of Egypt, then we got to Shar Nun, and that's the same type of tshuva a person has to strive for. To be able to leave the prison of the week and come to the Ribono Shel Olam, tshuva me'ahava. We know that Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosim. If you want to come to Shabbos Shabbosim, first we have to come to Shabbos. That means come back to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, come back to tshuva me'ahava, come back to who we truly are. Kuchu Yimachem Devarim, like the Kedusha Slavi says, we come back to the Ribono Shel Olam with love. With Shuv Me'ava, when Yichadosh Baruch Hu counts up all the Zaveros, he counts it up not just with Shkargos like Gemara and Yuma, but he counts up all, because we all become Baal Tshuva, but it can only be Baal Tshuva through the Koich of Shabbos. Yichadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to buy into the Ischachus, Ischachus when it comes to our Talmud Torah, Ischachus when it comes to our overall Avodas Hashem, to remember that everlasting connection to Ribono Shel Olam, to be Kulu L'Shem Shemaim, Kabbalah L'Shem Shemaim, offer Kavod Shemaim, everything for the Ribono Shel Olam, to be able to remember that it's a time, a tremendous time for Met Adam L'Chaveru of unity, community, and Achdus and Midos. And to remember the Koich of Shabbos, specifically when it comes to Shabbos Shuva, everyone should be benched. Good, good bench, for a year of health, nachas, and much bracha bez Hashem Shkoich.